Misfit Toys.
Hey, mini boneheads, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Philadelphia on Sunday, September 8th, 2 Oceans 13. Last night I did a stand-up show at Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the winner of the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood is joining us on the show today at Helium in Philly at 4:20. I'll play the audio of that showdown at the Steel Stacks at the end of this mini. Speaking of minis, they're getting their own feed. Yes, starting soon or now, rental car apps, versus apps, and movie interruption intros can be found under their very own title, Doug Loves Minis, in iTunes. And you can still hear them at DougLovesMovies.com if that's your thing. Friday, I flew to Philadelphia, and on the first plane from LAX to O'Hare, Amy Mann and Ted Leo of Ted Leo and the Pharmacists were on the plane. If that one had gone down, I would have gotten second or third billing in the news story, I'm sure. This has been another installment of Plane Droppers. I caught What's Your Number last night on HBO, a charming comedy featuring past and future, I hope, Doug Loves Movies guests Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, and Tom Lennon as Christopher Nolan's doctor. Actually, he was a gynecologist in Miami in that one, so it was probably a different doctor. The downside to the movie is you have to endure several shots of, hey, could you quit slamming those doors? I'm trying to make a mini. I said stop slamming those doors. Jerks. You have to endure several shots of Joel McHale's ass. Yeah, this has been not for Joel McHale's assophobes. Plugs, Tuesday. Benson Movie Interruption, Cabin Fever, 10th Anniversary Screening at the Alamo Drafthouse in Yonkers, New York. Next weekend, Saturday, a St. Louis Triple, Dining with Doug and Karen at 4:20, Doug Loves Movies at 8, which is sold out, and a stand-up show at 11 o'clock that has plenty of seats. So come on down to the Firebird, or go to DougLovesMovies.com and find the link and buy the tickets that way. And Sunday, a stand-up in Milwaukee at the Turner Ballroom. So many seats available. It's embarrassing. But the people who do show up there in Milwaukee, we will have a good time. And now, the very echoey Leonard Maltin game from Arts Quest. Enjoy. Hey, Bethlehem, are you ready to play the Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah.
party, not your head. So you've been warned. Let's see your name tags, you know.
Quite a few. I can hear a wood monkey somewhere in the auditorium.
Wow, it's huge.
There's that big one with the Keith David math problem that I was talking about earlier. David Keith plus Keith David minus David equals Keith. That's his name. The wood monkey's still going off. Oh, here's another big one over here. This is Zach on it. Zach to the future, I get it. America Pie. America Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some good ones. Doug and Jill, I've seen that one before, right?
Christine.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I see. Christine Aguilera, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. This
guy just went five times better than Home Alone.
He's saying that Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is five times better. You guys like your weird fucking math questions in this goddamn town. Do you guys notice the battleship from Waterworld right out there? Do you see that? That's exciting. Not that one from Universal.
See you guys later. I'm gonna check that out. Bye bye. Who do you want to play against, Graham? Who do you think is a worthy competitor and deserving of? That woo monkey's still going off.
All right, let's do Zach to the Future. Come on up.
All right, Zach.
To the Future. Can you bring your name tag with you?
Can you walk up over here?
All the way around this way.
Oh, great idea, Graham. Pick the person that's the farthest away from the steps to get up here.
There you go.
He's moving fast, though.
He's a fast moving Zach.
Oh, wow. Why
so fast, Zach?
He just went into a light jog.
Wow. Then he stopped. He got a little... There you go.
Here he comes. He's got the bang.
Pound it, Zach. Come on. Let's go. Right there. There's the big name there.
I brought the little one.
Asshole.
Let's go back and get it.
Almost.
Oh, I do like that. That's nice.
All right. Stand right there.
Left the big name tag at his seat.
God, this is horrible.
Everyone wants to see your name tag. If you win tonight, you have to bring it tomorrow and show it to everybody.
Yeah. I've never seen a big switch name tag. That's a little
I also didn't know that he was the one with the wood monkey.
There.
What does that have to do with your sign, the wood monkey?
It got your attention.
It did kind of get our attention in an annoying way. There it is.
Oh, there's Tom Wilson, Biffy, and you up. Nice, all right.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm dressed so spiffy. Why do I have, like, a tuxedo on? That's what Michael J. Fox was wearing in that scene?
No, his dad.
Oh, his dad. Crispin Glover was wearing it? Oh, yeah, he had a nice white tux on.
You gotta hold it the whole time, Zach. You're driving me crazy. Stand on the goddamn carpet. It doesn't count. If you answer correctly, you're not on the carpet. It doesn't count. And I'll send you off to the water world.
All right, this is just between Zach and Graham. This is a very important competition, so don't yell out if you think you know the answer, you guys.
I know.
Yes, don't pre-guess. Zach, you should know better.
Pre-guessing.
Yeah, you and your goddamn pre-guessing.
What is he, a pre-cop?
What would you like to play, Zach? Would you like Joe Mama? That's movies that either have Joe or Mama in the title. Or Golden Shower's Pee Book. And that's movies that begin with P. Not someone doing it, the letter.
That's a long way to go.
And Hook, which is movies that have prostitution, fishing, or both. Which one of those would you like to play, Zach?
Golden Shower's Playbook.
Okay. This movie is... This movie begins with the letter P.
Oh, step off the fucking carpet, Zach. I will cut off your foot. You have a misery, right? We're going to play that tonight.
Yeah, we hobble everybody that steps off this carpet. Two stars from Leonard for this movie from 2002. He says about this movie that it features a dysfunctional man. And he also says that... That the movie's intriguing at first, but awfully hard to take. Yeah. So, and Leonard gave it 2 stars. He only lists 5 names. How many names do you think you can name it in, Zach?
4.
Strong opening bid. 4, he says, Graham.
Here, I got the Woot Monkey shirt on.
He's taking his shirt off? What are you doing?
He's got a Woot Monkey shirt on underneath. This guy's. Jesus. I really.
What underwear do you have, Zach?
Please don't show us.
I got a Hulu Plus thong. Aw, shit. Sponsor.
All right, quit stalling, Graham. What's your bid?
What's your bid?
Oh, I bid. I can name it in zero names because I'm looking right at it.
I'm from
he says four names.
Who's that crazy laugh for?
I'm pretty sure it's someone that's not even watching this show.
Yeah.
It's somebody on the staff here that's just in the back giggling about something. How many, Graham? You can say 3, 2, 1,
I'll go 0. I'll go 3.
-1, -2.
Name it, Mitch.
Name it, Pitch.
Oh, I was talking
shit. Name it, Pitch.
What an asshole.
This is intense.
This lady's already gone on board with you, Zach. She's like, no, sir.
Begins with letter P, Grams, from 2002. 2 stars about a dysfunctional man. Movie's awfully hard to take. And your three names are two people with three names and another person. And they are Marilyn Rice Cub, Luis Guzman, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And the movie is called...
Oh, Punch Drop Off.
That's correct. Sorry, Zach. Have a seat, Zach. I don't want you to do that monkey again. Yeah, leave the monkey.
Thank you so much. Good job, buddy.
Well, get the fuck off the stage, bitch. Comes up here cocky with his fucking name tag switcheroo, and I fucking ate his goddamn lunch. Want to go to Healy tomorrow? Buy a ticket. Okay, folks.
It might be sold out.
Oh, sorry, Zach.
Let's pick somebody else.
Alright. You can pick that place. Alright, we'll go crazy math problem sign. Let's go.
Get up here, Keith.
Come on, Keith.
You can do it, buddy.
That's the same sign. Okay, thank you. No bait switch.
Yeah, he brought his actual sign up here. And it's a math problem that ends up in Keith. Which is all we need to know, really. Let's interview him quickly, Graham. We didn't ask Zach anything about himself. Where are you from?
Bryanville.
Okay, that's enough.
Great interview, guys.
I really feel like we know him now.
We know who he is.
We really got to know this guy. Keith, would you like to play Talk to the Hand? That's movies that have sign language in them. The Spectacled Now? That's movies where the lead performer wears glasses. Or Roe vs. Wade? And that's movies where one or more people are lost at sea.
Roe vs. Wade. Oh, someone's lost at sea.
Nice choice. Would you like a movie where someone or people are lost at sea from 1944, 1990, or 2004?
2004. There's a lunatic out there.
I think that lady is at the show.
She's crazy. She's a serial killer.
2004.
Jacket.
2004 is the year. 3 stars from Mr. Maltin. The movie's only 80 minutes long. He says it's the debut feature for the writer, director, editor, co-cinematographer. One person did all of that stuff. And it says his wife produced and did camera work for this movie that got 3 stars from 2004. And it features one or more people lost at sea. And Leonard lists 2 names.
How many names do you think you take to name this movie, Keith?
I think that would be 0 names.
So I'm pretty sure we have a winner on our hands.
Yeah, we all know the movie. Just who is the guy and his wife?
Who the hell are those people?
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to come up with it. I think you're going to have to.
Girl, Angel. See, I just fucking react. I didn't see it. Movie titles, these just fucking come up.
It's coming at me and you overblocked it. Let's put the microphone in Keith's face so you can announce that the movie is called
Pokemon.
That's correct, you're our winner, Keith!
Thank you very much.
I gave him that swoop on me.
Oh, I knew that the minute you were describing it, I knew exactly what it was. 2004, I knew what it was. 1990 was, I know what the 90 was.
Yeah, the two people in it were Blanchard Ryan and Daniel Travis. And yeah, it's an intense fucking movie. And check it out if you're not afraid of dying or sharks or being alone in the water. If you're afraid of any of those things, it's probably not for you. Graham Nolan,
thank you so much!
And as always, anyone who steps off of the rug is in a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Kiefer.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ever in the mood for a solo podcast? Something you can listen to, like a friend talking to you, but you don't have to say a word as you wash your dishes or drive over a scary bridge? Well, then check out Jen Kirkman's No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, everywhere that you get podcasts.